A weak bubble of high pressure is sitting over the northeast. Around the area today, we've seen a blend of clouds and sunshine, with the clouds remaining rather stubborn across the north, where we continue to see a couple of light rain and snow showers on radar. Farther south, it's been brighter, with some areas of sunshine, especially south of the capital region, though we're starting to see some high and mid-level clouds build in from the southwest as low pressure begins to move off the mid-Atlantic coast. That area of low pressure will trek off the Virginia coast as we move into this evening, and the storm will track south of Long Island tonight. Far enough south that for most of us, it will have little or no impact on our weather, though in areas well to the south of Albany, we could see a little period of light snow and even a minor accumulation of an inch or two through portions of the mid to lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut. For the rest of us, the sky is variably cloudy tonight as our temperatures fall back into the teens and 20s. During the day tomorrow, that low pressure area will be pushing off to the east, and we'll see high pressure come back into the picture with a partly to mostly sunny sky. Temperatures will warm quite nicely up into the 30s and low 40s across the region. By Friday, an area of low pressure comes into our area. The low itself will track to our northwest. It could bring us a few rain or snow showers during the day on Friday. Temperatures will be mild once again on Friday, with highs running in the 30s and 40s. By Saturday, the cold front comes through the area. That may come with a period of light snow or some snow showers. And then eventually, as that cold front moves out over the ocean, a rather large ocean storm will develop. At this point, it appears that the main thrust of that storm will be well to our east, though what it's going to do is drag down some pretty cold air as we move into the weekend. So Saturday is going to be a colder day than Friday, and it looks like Sunday is going to be the coldest day of the next few. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light snow, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the lower to mid-20s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 30s, to around 40. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain and snow showers, high in the 30s and 40s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, colder, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.